Briggy, what do we think? Was that 2 points dropped?
I think the way that we performed second half and those two chances that we created in the last 20, 25 minutes, if we converted one of those, you know, I think we'd go on to win the game. So, yeah, I think it's based on our second half performance, I think it was a game that we probably should have won. I'm disappointed not to have come away with all 3 points.
Yeah. So Scott Joseph looks fairly sharp. He's got a long way to go, I think. Obviously, he hasn't played a lot recently. But yeah, he looks like he'd be a good addition.
Yeah, he done well. We know that Scott hasn't played a lot of minutes over the last month, so it's going to take him time to get back fit. But I thought, his movement was good. His work rate was good. I thought at times his link was good. He had the one chance in the first half where the goalkeeper saved it. So, he's going to be a good addition, especially with the situation, you know, with Danny and Anis. We needed some more options up top, but in actual fact, I thought Shea Simons was the one to come off the bench and looked a real nuisance. His movement was very good. He got in behind a few times and, unfortunately, I think any other centre-forward at that situation, going into the last 10 minutes, he's got pulled a trigger, but he opted to try and lay it across the face of the goal, and obviously it got cleared. But I was unhappy with our first half performance. I thought that we were very poor in possession, and it's not often at half time that I've been angry and been a little bit irate with the players, but I did that at half time. I wanted us to be braver. I wanted us to be more composed and move the ball better. And keep giving it away too cheaply, which we did in the first half, and I think we got that, you know, especially when we brought Luca Ducci on. I thought Jared Cunningham and Peter Clark in particular, I thought were outstanding.
Yeah.
Ben Seymour, Chauvin, Scott Sinclair started to get on the ball a little bit higher up, and like I said, with Shea coming on and getting in behind. So I thought that the second half performance was much better, and disappointed not to come away with all 3 points.
Yeah, Barton Rovers to look forward to Tuesday night. Anyone else likely to be back fit?
Jack Warwick will be back. Stuart Eason will be back. Then we've got Phil Draycott, Luke Knight, Jack Higgs that will still be missing. So, we'll wait and see how everybody is tomorrow and then go on. You know, I might sound disappointed. You know, I thought again Northwood were a good side. It's not an easy place to come and... you know, we've extended the unbeaten run to 8 games. So, roll on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.